your current home? Take advantage of this unprecedented low interest rate environment with the great service provided by the Wadlington and Winslow mortgage team. Paul and Gabe pride themselves on creating the perfect deal for their customers. They'll shoot you straight and help you get a great rate. If they're not your first call, make them your last. Call them at 832-557-1095. That's 832-557-1095. Or reach out at mortgagesbygabe.com. Gabe Winslow, mortgage broker, NMLS number 1613381, C2 Financial, NMLS number 135622.
Are you one of the millions of homeowners who haven't refinanced yet? If so, I'm here to tell you it's not too late. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Although the lowest rates may be in our rearview mirror, as the economy recovers from the biggest economic shock of our lifetime, rates still remain near historic lows. In fact, with the dramatic increase in home values, this may be the perfect time to put that new home equity to work. Take advantage of our cash-out refi program and pay off high-rate credit cards, car loans, or other high-interest rate debt. Or finally make those home improvements you put on hold for so long. Best of all, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right. Whether it's a conventional, FHA, or VA loan, we'll pay for your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind.
Westland Financial Corp is located at 200 East Sand Point Avenue, Suite 800, Santa Ana, California, 92707. Licensed by the Texas Department of Savings and Mortgage Lending as an SML mortgage banker. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
This hour is brought to you by Apple Leasing, where you only have to pay for the new half of the car or truck, the half under factory warranty. And any make, any model. Click AppleLeasing.com and see how easy it really is.
Guests on the horn appear courtesy of the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline. Vaqueros now delivers and offers curbside pickup. For info on placing your lunch or dinner order, visit VaquerosCafe.com.
It is hour number two of Shirts and Skins with Chad and Trey. At 1:45, where are we at in society? NBC cancels an Olympic curling stream because of a sex toy sponsorship. Well done, NBC. At 1:30, the NBA continues to handle COVID with segregation-level logic. And in mere minutes, it is our weekly chat with the great Justin Wells of IT and On3. And buckle up, because it's a big one this week. I'm Trey Elling, and sitting across from me is Chad Hastings.
Yes, indeed. Hour number two. Remember, it is RBKD to follow us, as always. And then tonight, 7 o'clock, it is Under the Lights. The high school football stuff is going crazy right now with the Final Four action coming up. Best of luck to all those area teams. Let me make sure I get them all right. Lake Travis, you'll hear him Saturday at 3. Right here on the horn. Best of luck to them. Westlake trying to advance to win a third straight national state title. They'll get to the championship game if they get a win, and they're playing Katy and Waco. That's a big matchup. Best of luck to LBJ. Their coach and running back are going to be on tonight on Under the Lights with Rick and Jeff and the crew. We've also got Liberty Hill still in the mix, and Lago Vista, I believe, are our five area schools. If I miss somebody, please send me the text, 337-3776. Best of luck to all those high school kids trying to get to the state championship round. Let's go to the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline, talk Longhorns and maybe a little Cowboys, because that's a big game coming too, with Justin Wells of Inside Texas and On3.com. It is a busy time in that world. Justin, how are you?
Brother, I am blessed beyond belief, just trying to stay afloat in this craziness that we call college football.
Yeah, you thought. Hey, go ahead.
Hey, Justin, when was the last time your job was this busy? Would have been in the coaching search last year.
Yeah, I was about to say we've gone through a couple coaching searches on my round, and so those are usually pretty busy. But you know what? With the combination of all the big coaching changes this offseason, the end of this year, and the transfer portal being so much more relevant as ever, and then, you know, with NIL being such a focal point and polarizing subject, this is probably the busiest we've ever been, yes.
Yeah. Oh, it's a crazy time, and that early signing period obviously adds some ingredients. And something else, Justin, that adds an ingredient is when an ingredient is added you weren't planning on. This Quinn Ewers thing really does come, maybe not out of nowhere, but in the last couple of weeks, a guy that everybody's thinking is just in Columbus to play some football now there's a lot going on and moving parts. So there's been a visit to Fort Worth and there's been a visit to Lubbock. Talk to us about the impending visit to Austin for Mr. Ewers.
Let's just say that if this visit goes well, you know, things are lining up really well right now for Texas and head coach Steve Sarkisian. You know, this is a subject that is, you want to talk about polarizing. I don't know if I've ever covered another recruit that garnered more attention, that garnered more questions and just desire for information. When he was at his high school's playoff game on Saturday, the guy had 5 bodyguards.
Wow.
Because of the constant attention that would be drawn to him. And some people might think that's silly, but I don't. I've seen the kid a bunch of times. I know what it's like when people are around him. It's kind of a circus. And there's a reason for that, and it's because he's got unbelievable talent at every level and every facet of the game at the quarterback position. Texas is, you know, this is why we've been watching this, guys, and I think you guys know that. Anybody that reads Inside Texas knows that. This has been something we've been watching for a while. I want to say only over the last few weeks has it really picked up steam, just because I think there was a decision to be made, and Quinn went ahead and made that decision. That being said, I think this is really, it's still a two, I feel like at the end it was a two-horse race with Texas Tech and Texas, and I think UT can really put themselves in, I believe they're already in the driver's seat, but they can really, really clinch this thing up with a good trip, with a good visit on Saturday.
Did you say bodyguards?
5 of them.
Who was paying for the bodyguards?
Well, you know, when you make $1.4 million off of an NIL deal, you probably have a little bit of change to throw around.
For the record, I would have had no problem had it been Texas paying the bodyguards. It's not like they were giving Quinn the money directly yet.
Come on, man. No comment. Right, exactly.
So Justin, all seriousness, though, I'm glad to hear that you're feeling good about Texas prospects to land Quinn Ewers. Who do you think the biggest threat is to maybe steal Quinn away from the Longhorns?
If there's a team that can come in and steal him, it's Texas Tech. Quinn is really close to 2 guys over the last few years, Sam Ehlinger and Patrick Mahomes. And, you know, he's leaning on those guys for guidance and the best decision to make. And Patrick's QC coach, quarterback coach at Texas Tech. His OC was Eric Morris. The head coach was Cliff Kingsbury. And the QC was Zach Kittley. He's the brand new OC at Texas Tech now. Mm. And so Patrick has a lot of familiarity with Kittley, who has just put on, just had a great season at Western Kentucky with quarterback Bailey Zapp. There's a reason he was in high demand. I know Auburn wanted him, and Joey McGuire is building a really good staff out in Lubbock. And I think that was an allure for the Ewers family. If there's somebody that could really, come in late and maybe, scuttle this, Texas Tech is the school I would watch. He listens to Patrick. He was getting to know Coach Kittley a little bit. And so at the end of the day, I do think Texas probably overcomes that. But if there is a school that I would be worried about or at least just cognizant of, it's Texas Tech.
If Quinn ends up a Longhorn, do you think he is starting for snap 1 of game 1 of the 2022 season?
Trey. That's tough to say. That's tough to say because I know the growth that Hudson Card's made. I know what Casey Thompson did on the field this year when he was healthy. And so, and you're also bringing in a 6'4", 6'5", 230-pound quarterback out of California, Malik Murphy. So there's going to be some competition there this spring if Quinn does make that step. There's going to be competition regardless. But, if Quinn comes in, is he the starter in 2022? I can't tell you that, brother. I would love to have an answer for you. But I will say this, I think he'll be in the hunt if he makes that decision. If he does ultimately decide to pick Texas, I certainly think he'll be in the hunt simply because he is just a very advanced young signal caller. It's not just the physical tools. He can read defenses incredibly well. He can see tendencies. He knows when things, he's got a very high IQ. And so I couldn't tell you who's going to be starting in 2022, but if Quinn does choose Texas, I can tell you he'll be in that hunt.
I also keep reading from you guys that there could be some dudes following Quinn to college. I don't know how many of these guys are currently on the Longhorns' radar, but is there any truth to that? And if so, who are some names that people should pay attention to there?
I do believe that's true. Matter of fact, I do think there's been some communication between Quinn and some of the other prospects in the state. I wouldn't say a whole lot, but you know, he built really good relationships with a handful of DFW area recruits. I don't know if you remember, I think it was about 3 years ago, I went out for a secret passing session with Quinn and a handful of targets, and two guys that were there that Texas, are interested in recruiting and actively and still stay in touch with were Evan Stewart from Frisco Liberty and Armani Winfield, the four-star out of Louisville. Now, Winfield decommitted from Texas, you know, I believe it was about 3 or 4 weeks ago. It was during the Kansas State game. But we're also hearing that Armani might want to come back in this class. And certainly if Quinn were to come, that would probably even be more so. And then you got Evan Stewart, who's committed to Texas A&M, and by all means, I feel like he's probably solid to Texas A&M, but he's also talking to Texas. He still has a great relationship with Jeff Banks. They spoke right after his commitment to A&M a couple weeks ago. They spoke that night. And so those are a few names, and then there might be a few offensive linemen that might want to come in and protect, especially when you have that new deal from the Horns of Hearts where offensive linemen at Texas are about to have a salary. And so when you add up all those factors together, I think Quinn could bring a couple guys with him.
Talking with Justin Wells, InsideTexas.com, On3.com. You just mentioned offensive line, Justin. Let's go right into that. Not only the effect of a guy like Ewers getting into the transfer portal, but the effect of a coach like Cristobal moving on. Talk to me about these previous Oregon commits at O-line that are now available. What are the chances Texas is able to take advantage there of maybe at least one?
Yes, I feel strongly that they probably will be able to take advantage of it, at least one of them, and you know, maybe a couple. You know, these are guys that committed to Oregon back in the summertime, but that didn't stop Texas from recruiting them. That didn't stop the Horn staff from continuing to build that relationship. Give Kyle Flood and Jeff Banks a ton of credit. Those guys, no matter what these kids said, those guys stuck with these kids and continued to build that relationship. A lot of times when a kid commits, you won't hear much from them as much. But Texas didn't give up, you know. And so I'll start with humble Summer Creek's Kelvin Banks. You know, our Eric Nolene, he says he's probably the best prospect in the state. He's certainly the best offensive line, an offensive tackle prospect. He's a guy that could come in and probably play early. You know, he's one that Texas stayed on. They continued to build that relationship. And as soon as, you know, we reported on Sunday that, you know, if Mario Cristobal was to be released, you know, leave Oregon, you know, we asked Kelvin, would that, you know, make a difference? And he said, absolutely. It made a difference. And hours after it was official, we saw Banks decommit. And so the key for there is fighting off Texas A&M because A&M wants him as well. I mean, you're going to have – these are the guys that you go for. I think LSU is a school that could sneak in a visit or sneak in a trip. And so it's one of those things where Texas looks good for Kelvin Banks right now, especially after the decommitment from Oregon. But now, you know, it's one of those things where you've lined up the dominoes. Now you got to start to put them in order and get ready to tip them. And so the best chance for them is to see Banks as soon as possible. And we know that Steve Sarkisian is supposed to see him, we believe, tentatively on Friday for an in-home visit. The other one, Cam Williams, you talk about a giant monster. This kid has had a great senior season. He is a tackle all the way. I believe he's – he's still maybe committed to Oregon. I can't remember if he's already publicly decommitted or not, but there's a chance that he doesn't stick with that commitment. That's what we feel, and that's another one that Texas actually has a good spot. We posted an update earlier today about Cam Williams and kind of where Texas stands with him right now, and there's supposed to be an in-home visit coming this week as well. And so for those Oregon guys, you know, Mario Cristobal was putting together a hell of a class, especially when it came to coming to Texas and grabbing the locals. But now that he's headed to Miami because Mama called, I think those kids are looking around, and I really do feel like Kelvin Banks would feel more comfortable staying close to home.
Hey, Justin, Horns with Heart, and more specifically, the Pancake Factory, made huge news locally, statewide, and nationally earlier this week when it was announced. This is a really cool deal, and I think a natural progression for what started with NIL back in the summer. Yet we have some people and I'm going to name a name here, dorks like Darren Rovell, who are suggesting that this is turning NIL into cheating. That's an idiotic take, and it's one that I know will change for Darren Rovell specifically as soon as he figures out how to directly profiteer off of NIL. He'll be all on board with anything and everything relating to NIL. But for you, as a guy who has covered this sport as long as you have and who understands the ins and outs of NIL and how these kids have been more deserving of more money than they've been getting for a long time now, what do you think of when you look at the Horns with Heart deal that was announced at the start of this week?
I look at the fact that the Texas Longhorns have a network of alum and people that are willing to help out these student athletes as much as possible. And since name, image, and likeness is real and everything's above the table, these are opportunities for these young men to build on their brand and to, you know, even more so, they're going to be getting financial teaching. They're going to be getting education on how to invest this stuff. These are things that are, you know, it's been a long time coming. Now, that being said, you wonder what the cap is going to be. You wonder how far this thing is going to stretch, because to me, it's kind of opened a new door. It's opened a new box, so to speak. And so it'll be interesting to see how it's maintained. It may decide, you know, it may be a case where the haves get some and the have-nots don't. It may be a case where it may become more regulated, where it's more balanced across the board. I'm not sure. I just know that with the Texas Longhorns network, they have really come together to, you know, this, and also, you know, talk about the Clarkfield Collective with Kenny Vaccaro. Give him a ton of credit for him reaching out and putting that together. You just have to give this fan base and these alums credit for stepping up and doing this, because it means a lot to these kids. And I think you see that whenever you can interact with them along social media, when you watch them with their YouTube videos and things of that sort. You know, these are really, really good kids, hardworking kids that, you know, they're looking for a better way in life. And I posted a story earlier this morning about the impact on NIL, and I interviewed a handful of recruits anonymously to kind of get their take on what they thought of the Pancake Factory. And it was 100% unanimous. It was something they absolutely loved. It was something they felt like they would love to be a part of. They would love to have to take advantage of that opportunity. And so I think you have to give the Longhorn boosters and the alum and the network and all those guys, those people that put together these programs, I think you have to give them credit. This is the new age. Now, I can't tell you what to read, but if you're following Darren Rovell, you're going to get nonsense on your timeline. So, I, you know, that's a personal decision that you have to make. You got to look in the mirror and make that call. I can't do that because, well, you know, it's nonsense. And so he'll figure it out eventually. Once he opens up his computer and learns about the internet and the World Wide Web, he'll learn that it's all of a sudden not cheating. It's actually legal. It's being regulated, and it's benefiting both schools and players.
I'm blaming Chris Bennett for tagging me in the idiotic tweet that Darren Rovell put out some point earlier this week. Now, as far as players asking the Texas coaches about this, because you know it has to come up in conversation, do you know what they're allowed to say about it? Like, say Kelvin Banks asks Steve Sarkisian and Flood and whoever else is at that in-home on Friday about what he can expect. Do they just have to give him a brochure? Do they give him a business card with somebody from compliance who could talk more about it? Is there anything that they can actually say to these recruits legally about it?
That's a great question right now, and that's something we're digging in and learning about. I don't think they can promote it from a University of Texas standpoint. You know, will it be brought up? I mean, it's going to be silly to think a parent's not going to ask a coach about it.
Of course.
So if it's brought up, I think you can give them a general idea of what the program is. You just can't promote it because it's not through the university. It's through this Horns for Hearts. It's not, you know, it's not through the school. It can't be through the university. And so you can't promote it as such. But it's silly to think that these parents aren't going to ask about it. And I'm sure there's just a little bit of info that they can tell you about without promoting it, without making it seem like, hey, this is the reason we're here and this is what we want to do. There's definitely laws. There's definitely regulations there on what they can say. And that's another thing. This is so new, guys. You're going to see coaches try to interpret these rules. in these laws and what they can say and what they can't say. I think we're going to figure out more and more kind of where that line is. And I wouldn't be surprised if there were some changes, you know, down the road, because this is very new. I mean, we're just, this thing only started July 1st, and just imagine how far we've come in the last 6 months with this subject. So we're learning those rules as they go. I know they can't promote it from a University of Texas standpoint, but I also think it's silly to think that parents aren't going to ask about it. So I'm sure the subject will come up, but it may not go public. I'll say that.
They probably just have to put a disclaimer on anything that they say positive about the program. Coach Sarkisian, can we expect $150,000 starting next football season if we choose to play at the offensive line at UT for you next year? Yes, you can expect that, but you're not allowed to have that impact your recruiting. You're not allowed to have that impact that final decision, though. Just know that much. Yes, you will receive that money. It should not impact that final decision for you, though.
Yes, take that off your mind totally. One more college one from me, Justin. Somebody texted us an interesting question here. So back to Quinn Ewers a second. Does the now that this is in play for Sark, does the way he thinks about Quinn Ewers also change the way he thinks about Arch Manning? I know there are some Longhorn fans that have been asking that question over the last few days. What do you think?
Emphatically, no. It doesn't change anything with Arch Manning. Arch Manning is the number one priority prospect on the Texas big board for 2023. He's the number one target at quarterback. They've barely spoke to many 2023 quarterbacks because their focus is on the Isidore Newman out of a private school out of New Orleans, five-star quarterback, on three, top overall prospect. No, this doesn't affect Arch Manning's recruitment at all. Now, will it affect how Arch views Texas? We don't think so. We really don't think so. From what we can gather, we feel like that Manning is pretty much programmed to come into a situation with competition anyway. This is a family that, you know, doesn't run from that. This is a family that's not going to, you know, choose a school or not choose a school more or less because of a five-star that's there or two stud quarterbacks like a Quinn and a Hudson Card, you know, potentially. No, that's not going to change anything. They're going to still attack Arch Manning the same way they have. Texas is doing an outstanding job in that recruitment. They just have to kind of stay the course because, you know, it's still in its infancy stages. But no, to the caller or to the texter, no. Nothing's going to change their attempt to get Arch Manning. Arch Manning is a generational type talent, and just like Quinn, and when you can get those guys on your roster, you get them home, get them on campus, and figure the rest out later.
Last question, Justin. Where are you emotionally with the Cowboys right now?
It's a good way to ask.
Oh, I'm trying to remember. So much has happened, guys. What happened? Okay, I'm trying to remember who they played on Thursday.
They played the Saints last Thursday. This feels a lot like that Texas-Kansas State game, where by that Monday it felt like the game was 5 years ago.
You know, the Saints, they were down. Let's be honest. The Saints had some key players out, and they were down. But that doesn't change anything in the NFL because anybody can beat anybody at any time. You know what? Chad knows how I feel. Even those ugly wins, there's still W's in the column. And so I'm happy with it. I would love to see all those receivers healthy at once. Now that Michael Gallup is back for the last few weeks and he has shown tremendous production over the last few weeks, you're kind of getting all those guys together. So I think the timing mechanisms are changing a little bit. I think you're getting more out of Dalton Schultz. Ultimately, though, Dallas has to run the ball better. If the Cowboys can run the ball more consistently, because I feel like Washington is not going to be a pushover. I feel like this is going to be a team that's going to fight them for four quarters. Washington's not dynamic. They're not going to score a ton of points, but they do play well. They are very well coached, and they play within their system. And so I think it's going to be a good test to try to separate from the rest of the division when they do face the Redskins. And, yes, I still call them the Redskins because that's what they're called, the Washington Redskins. That's how it's always been. Nothing's changing that. But at the end of the day, you take those W's, especially against New Orleans. You take those wins. Trayvon Diggs, I thought he was a Defensive Player of the Year candidate. Now I'm thinking this rookie named Micah Parsons might just jump over everyone and take the award. I'm just so happy to see these young guys on the defensive side doing well. I think Dak's missing a few throws here in the last few weeks. I think there's some timing there, but they're getting Gallup back. You want Cooper healthy. You need CeeDee Lamb healthy. Let's see what they look like against Washington. Let's see what they look like down this stretch. Right now, I'm happy, but I could be a little happier.
You're not going to like hearing me say this, Justin, but I wonder if that shoulder injury that was causing him issues in the preseason isn't starting to rise back up again, because he's become strangely inaccurate beyond the little dink and dunk passing that he's been successful with for the last 3 weeks or so.
Trey, you're right. You're right. That's a valid point, and that could be something, you know. Chad, I'm sure Chad's thought about it as well, you know. That could be an issue, and that's something that's going to linger. That doesn't just get better. The only time that gets healthy is when you rest and don't throw it. And so that might be a lingering thing going in, and that's going to be something they have to monitor and watch, because this is a year that Dallas can make a run. This is a year the Cowboys are a legit contender in the NFC, and for them to do that, Dak has to be at his best.
Yeah, and we've now seen clearly that Kellen Moore wants him to throw it 40 or more times a game. Like, that's his dream. So,
well, if you don't run the ball consistently, you don't have a choice.
Right. Dak Prescott better be ready to go, though. That's what I'm saying with that shoulder. Like, Kellen Moore's not going to take care of that shoulder. So hopefully it's okay, because Kellen Moore is going to ask that shoulder to throw a lot of passes coming up. Cowboys and Washington is a noon kick on Sunday, by the way. Justin Wells, InsideTexas.com, On3.com. We're 1 week away from the early signing period, and there's stuff going on, so check them out. Also, check out at JustinWells2424 on Twitter if you want to follow along and get into it that way. Justin, we appreciate the time, brother. Have a great week.
InsideTexas.com. Come see us, guys. And gentlemen, nothing but love.
Thanks, brother.
Next week when we talk to him, it will be the beginning. It will be National Signing Day 1 when we speak to Justin. In fact, I'm just preparing you now, Trey. Justin might tell you he's too busy next week. I'm just telling you.
Oh, really?
He might tell you. It will start the signing period. But some great news there for Texas, some prospective great news for Texas when it comes to recruiting. Big stuff happening. Quinn Ewers visiting this weekend, and you heard the update there. Kelvin Banks probably going to get a home visit, face-to-face visit with the Texas crew coming right up. The Humble product is going to be a heavy target for lots of schools. Names like, not only in addition to Texas, but names like Bama, LSU, and A&M are also interested in an offensive lineman that's that good that just decommitted from Oregon. We'll keep our eyes peeled for that. Also coming up, that NBA COVID Canada story from yesterday, if you missed it. We'll talk about that a little more. Plus at 1:45, where are we at in society? Well, apparently NBC freaked out and took curling off the internet. What must have been, what was so bad? Trey and I are very pro-curling. In fact, we'll tell you how pro-curling we are coming up later in the hour. Don't move. This is The Horn.
Before you head to your game on Friday night, tune in to Under the Lights, presented by ARS Rescue Router. Every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 on The Horn, Rick Epstein and Jeff Power of IHS Fan Magazine shine the spotlight on Austin area high school football. Under the Lights, Wednesday nights at 7 on The Horn, brought to you by ARS Rescue Router, Bush's Chicken, Orthopedic Associates of Central Texas, Covert Ford, Austin Community College, The Lodge, and Dave Campbell's Texas Football.
This is Chad talking sinus and snoring specialist. Dr. Slaughter and his crew doing such great work over there. There's a lot of reasons I really love sinus and snoring specialists. One of them is temperature changes. When the weather gets crazy and goes from, you know, really rainy to really dry, or really cold to really hot, or back and forth, vice versa, all that. In the past, that used to really mess with allergy stuff, sinus stuff, the way I slept. And now, none of it really bothers me anymore. Since 2017, when I went to see Dr. Slaughter and sinus and snoring specialists, the balloon sinuplasty procedure, the other things they did, like getting rid of my allergies for good. They create a special treatment. It's designed to get rid of your allergies for good, just like they did for me. Over a 3-year period, I didn't need those drops anymore, and I got rid of the sprays and the pills almost right away in 2017. So you can live in the Austin area without allergies. I am a walking, talking, fully breathing example of that right now, and I'm sleeping so well at night. Call and set up an appointment today, 512-601-0303, or go to sinussnoringent.com. It's sinus and snoring specialists. Feel clear, rested, and healthy.
When you're sick, injured, or experiencing a medical problem of any kind, the last thing you want to do is leave your home to find medical care. Now, thanks to Dispatch Health, you don't have to, because Dispatch Health comes to you. That's right. Receive high-quality care from expertly trained medical professionals in the comfort of your own home when you need it. Just call or click, and Dispatch Health comes to your home, able to treat common to complex illnesses and injuries. It's really that simple. Go to dispatchhealth.com now to learn more and download the app so you're always just the touch of a button away from the quality health care you need. Dispatch Health is affordable and in-network with most health insurance plans, including Medicare. It's true, high-quality care from expertly trained medical professionals in the ease and comfort of your own home, all for an affordable price. So the next time you're sick or injured, stay home, stay comfortable, and let Dispatch Health come to you. Go to dispatchhealth.com and say hello to the modern-day house call. That's dispatchhealth.com. Go to dispatchhealth.com.
Hey, what's up, folks? This is your lifetime Longhorn, Rod Babers. Why take a chance investing in stocks when you can double your money instantly with MyBookie? You can't predict when your next hunch will pay off, but if you use our promo code HORN at MyBookie, I guarantee you'll double your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. The best part is MyBookie accepts everything from credit cards to well-known cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Litecoin, and Ethereum, so you can bet and withdraw with crypto if you want to. This Saturday, the UFC is closing out 2021 with a bang. The two world title fights going down at UFC 269, headlined by the lightweight championship fight between Charles Oliveira and Dustin Poirier. This fight amounts to a coin flip, but both men have finish rates over 75%, so you know this isn't going to the scorecards. So don't miss out. Double your first deposit instantly up to $1,000 by using the promo code HORN. Head to MyBookie today, place your bets, and watch the sparks fly with UFC 269. Bet anything, bet anytime, and bet anywhere. But as long as you're betting with MyBookie, you bet with the best.
Hun, have you seen this internet bill? Why'd the price go up?
I don't know. Did you change anything?
No. Did you? You switched us to those fancy coffee beans. Maybe you're on a roll, making everything more expensive. Did you suddenly inherit money you didn't tell me about?
Whoa.
If your internet bill is giving you trust issues, you're not a bad partner. You just need a straightforward price.
Maybe we switch to decaf.
Get AT&T Fiber. Equipment fees are included, and with no price increase at 12 months, there are no surprises. Limited availability in select areas. Visit att.com/faster.
Folks, my friends over at Kalisha Designs would love for you to join them for festive drinks and treats at their store, 2620 South Lamar Boulevard. It's Girls Night Out, Thursday, December 9th, 5 to 7 p.m. 15% off on all their earrings. And on December 16th, Thursday, 5 to 7, 10% off all of their one-of-a-kind designs. Come join Steve and his staff for a festive couple of hours while you check out the most beautiful pieces of jewelry that you've ever seen. Kalisha Designs, 2620 South Lamar, Austin, Texas.
Shirts and Skins.
You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love. You never take.
There.
Foreigner, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Cold as ice.
Never seen Foreigner live. I hear good things, though.
Are they still around?
They're still. There's a version of them. I don't know how many original members are present.
Okay.
I'll be honest. I don't know exactly how many guys are left, but obviously that right there is from their heyday. Hall & Oates radio playlist is what Trey's grabbing today. So we had Hall & Oates, Jay Giles Band, and now a little Foreigner for you. Hope you're having a good Wednesday. Good stuff from Justin Wells, Inside Texas, on 3.com. As we get ready for the signing day period next week, a lot of craziness with Quinn Ewers coming to visit Texas this weekend. So we hit a lot of that. Check it out at hornfm.com once we get everything podcasted for you. We'll probably separate that one and send it out and post it on the website a little later on, so be on the lookout. Also, yesterday, with our Tuesday visit with Jeff Ward, the Jeff Ward Show, he had some interesting thoughts on NIL as well. a little more on the old school side of things, a little down a kind of a different path, but thought that was good. The story about playing golf with Glenn Frey was fantastic. And
crazy.
And the other musical talent that he was able to play golf with, he always a good storyteller. You can go check that out at hornfm.com as well. Craig and the gang talking to Hank Carter of Lake Travis. This morning, Bucky and Aaron talking to Quan Cosby about football stuff. Bucky and Aaron talking to Coach Beard live from New York. That happened this morning, and that's all at hornfm.com. Texas at Seton Hall is tomorrow at 5:30. Maybe the last, well, not maybe, look at their schedule. This is the last non-conference test, Trey, for you to really get a sense as a fan for what you got, right?
Yeah, you have another non-conference game that will be an interesting one with Tennessee. Did they end up beating Texas Tech last night?
I'm sorry. I was saying before you get into conference. Right. Tennessee's in the middle of conference. Other than that one, this may be that other.
Right, yeah, because conference play starts, is it January 1st with West Virginia?
I think that's right. Right
here at the Irwin Center?
Yeah. I think the answer to your question is, did Tennessee lose it in overtime? I know it went overtime last night.
The last I laid eyes on that game at the sushi restaurant we were at last night, it was early in overtime.
Yeah, I thought they lost it in overtime, but I will double-check that for you. But they've got that big game at Seton Hall tomorrow. And, again, note that early start time at 5:30. It'll be right here for you on the Horn. In fact, Kevin and Rod are going to be out at the new Total Men's location on East Palm Valley Road, do a little grand opening out there. And then at 5 o'clock, we'll get you to pregame for basketball. And let me just double-check your score there real quick from Tennessee last night. It was, yeah, I was right. They lost by 5 in overtime. 57-52.
Okay, good for Texas Tech. They're 7-1 on the year now. And even though they're not ranked just yet, they haven't completely fallen apart, despite the fact that Chris Beard is no longer there. Good for them.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, nice win for Texas Tech last night. All right, and that one would have been at the Jimmy V Classic, so they were doing that on a neutral floor. Speaking of basketball, Trey and I mentioned this story a little bit yesterday, just something to, I guess, kind of keep your eye on, but feels like there's some extreme elements playing into this story. Seems like every time we talk about leagues, sports leagues and COVID and vaccinations and things like that, it just feels like the leagues take these extreme angles on things. But Trey, this one might be, maybe this isn't on the league. Maybe it is on the entire country of Canada, because it's Canada's law here that if you visit their country right now, you have to be vaccinated. Otherwise, you go into some kind of protocol where you could have to quarantine for 2 full weeks. Am I reading this correctly?
I honestly haven't cared enough about this story to go that deep into things. That might be it. If so, that's a policy that has very recently changed. So I know Canada loosened their restrictions going back maybe to the end of the summer. But at the same time, it's hard not to be critical of the NBA with how they've handled COVID up to this point, literally going segregationist when it comes to treating their vaccinated players versus their unvaccinated players, with the irony being that plenty of vaccinated guys have ended up having to sit games out because they've tested positive for COVID. And we're seeing this across the country now, that what we were told about these vaccines and their ability to protect you from infection and transmission was incorrect, especially when you're talking about some of the more recent variants that have popped up, starting with the Delta variant this summer and into the fall. Now with the Omicron variant, which the state of Minnesota just had to admit their very first Omicron case, or the very first Omicron case that they identified, came from somebody who was not only vaccinated, Chad, but had been boosted a month prior.
Wow.
So is it protecting you against hospitalization and death? Yes, it looks like that is still holding up. But the fact that we're seeing this divide between vaccinated and unvaccinated within the NBA, in countries like Canada, other places around the world now as well. Germany is one of those places that is really beginning to go draconian with some of their policies. Australia is mind-bogglingly stupid with all of it. New Zealand, their prime minister just admitted in the last couple of days that you can expect booster shots going forward with COVID. That's not something that's going to stop. The state of Israel just confirmed and approved 4th shots, a second booster for the most vulnerable of their population, and eventually the rest of the population will follow suit as well. there has to be a stopping point for a lot of us out there who are a little bit more level-headed and rational about this. Unfortunately, if you're in the NBA, not only do you not have a whole lot of options, but you are going to be shamed into submission if you try and hold out like the Kyrie Irvings and the Bradley Beals of the world.
Now, I have a question for you, but first off, some maybe good news in this story overall, sports-wise. The Toronto Raptors are not good. They're out of playoff contention right now. I think that might be a key factor. If they were, like, fighting for the East and we were going to see some really impactful games down the stretch and playoff stuff, maybe that would, you know, maybe it would be more of an effect. So I think that's good. The other good news should be that the NBA is saying 97% of its players are vaccinated and more than 60% have received booster shots. I'm not sure why they're not using that information to their benefit more. But my question for you, Trey, is this. If there's a new law, if I tell you there's a law in place, it mandates all visitors entering Canada must be, entering the country must be vaccinated. Would you tell me that you understand, based on what you're reading now and kind of where this is evolving, that you would understand Canada being concerned, but you just don't, it's almost like calling a fourth down play versus what play do you call? Would you say it's okay for them to be concerned, you just don't think they're playing it out the right way?
I just think that their concerns are miscast. If you think that the vaccine is keeping spread from occurring, you're incorrect about that.
But you think the concern of the spread would be, is that valid for them? Like, do you think a country like Canada should be worried about, you know, athletes coming in and back out? Like, should that, based on what we're seeing now, is that really, should that be a concern for Canada, for one basketball team?
Not a league that is so on top of testing these guys, and if it's really that necessary, you can, I guess, list the guys that are vaccinated and show negative tests in the day leading into you coming into Canada. When you get there, you can test once again. I mean, you know, the vaccines, I think, are so much less important versus the testing with regards to knowing whether or not somebody may be passing COVID along within a community.
Like, you and I are both music fans and like to go to live shows and stuff, and I'm just now encountering shows maybe coming up where I would have to show either a negative test or proof of vaccination. You've dealt with this. You dealt with it with the Bob Saget thing. What's the difference? If I'm the basketball team going to Canada, if one of my guys has a vaccination card and then my power forward can prove he's negative, what's the difference?
There's not much. Well, the difference is that you can be more certain that the unvaccinated person who just gave you a negative test isn't going to be passing something along.
Right. Yeah. It's more immediate. But also, I'm just saying it's an immediate situation of they're going to come in and play the game. He's negative. We have his negative test right here to show you. Mm-hmm. And now we're going to play the game. And then we're leaving. And we have all the protocols in place that you know about around the league. This isn't a rando getting off an airplane for a business meeting in Toronto.
Yeah.
Right?
Are NBA arenas requiring fans wear face masks in the stands?
I do not know. I don't know about that.
Okay.
I'll be honest, I haven't watched the limited NBA I've watched so far this year. I've not been focused on that. I mean, I certainly see masks at NBA games. Is it mandated? I don't know. I would assume it is, you know, recommended. I would assume it might be the way the NBA has looked at things. They probably are at the recommended for vaccinated people status or something like that.
Well, if you're that unfamiliar with the...
I mean, for unvaccinated people, sorry.
If you're that unfamiliar, like Canada seems to be, with what vaccines actually provide, then why aren't you insisting that these foreign teams that come in aren't also wearing masks on the sidelines too? Whether it's an assistant coach, the head coach, who maybe gets a break to pull the mask down to yell, which at that point you have to wonder what the value of the mask is. Players sitting on the bench on the sidelines. I mean, there is that line that we all have to draw where we say, this is going a little bit too far.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are coming to the conclusion, and look, if you're not in this category, good for you. You have the option of taking a booster shot. That continuing to get boosted every 6 months, every year, however long that gap is between shots, just isn't worth it for you if you're already in that low-risk category of people. And most guys playing in the NBA right now are in that lowest-risk category of people, where they are extremely healthy. And even if they weren't healthy, they are young enough that COVID hasn't had that detrimental effect that it has on the older age group and on the more obese age group.
We'll see what happens with the NBA moving forward. Again, not a story you might hear a ton about based on the fact that Toronto is not a great team. But this is the memo that was sent to the league was obtained by Adrian Wojnarowski. So it was a Woj bomb that got this message to the world this week. All right, coming up, where are we at in society? Trey's got a story about NBC canceling a curling broadcast as we get ready for the Olympics. We'll tell you why they did it on the Horn.
They're playing basketball. They're playing basketball. Coach Beard and the Texas basketball team have a tough road test this week, as in real, real tough. Are they up for it? Find out right here. And don't forget the early time. It's the game of the week, baby. It's Texas at Seton Hall, Thursday at 5:30, pregame at 5, on the Horn, Coke FM, and the Austin Radio Network.
The fall, and you're still putting off fixing your clogs, leaks, and pipes, or trying to do it yourself?
Because that always works.
Not. Maybe you should choose Hambone Plumbing instead. Plumbing repairs and service. They do plumbing installations, water heaters, and water softeners too. Let this be the season of solving your plumbing problems. Call Hambone.
40 years and three generations behind that wrench.
512-388-7030. HambonePlumbing.com.
License number M12470.
Hi, I'm Jenny Covert from Covert and Bastrop. Did you know our inventory includes both Chevy and GMC cars and trucks, as well as rows and rows of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, all in one location? Buying a certified pre-owned vehicle from the Coverts means it's covered with benefits like factory back warranties, 172-point inspection, and a scheduled maintenance program. Check with our sales team for all the details. Covert Chevrolet Buick and GMC, 702 Highway 71 in Bastrop, or online at covertbastrop.com. Find new roads.
It happens every Christmas. Once that last piece of pecan pie has been sliced, everyone sits around in a food coma. That's when the difficulty of the holidays begin. Who's cleaning up? This year, let Steiner Ranch Steakhouse prepare your family Christmas feast. Steiner Ranch's heat and serve menu allows you to choose what items you'd like prepared by their skilled chefs. Think of it as your own personal chef from Steiner Ranch Steakhouse. Enjoy smoked prime rib, smoked to perfection, and feeds up to 20 people. Paired with succulent sides and desserts like lobster mac and cheese, broccoli cheese casserole, and bourbon chocolate pecan pie. Completing a Christmas feast the family will enjoy. Plus, you don't have to cook or argue who's cleaning up the kitchen. Order your Steiner Ranch Christmas feast by December 17th. Order SteinerSteakhouse.com. That's SteinerSteakhouse.com. This year, let Steiner Ranch Steakhouse prepare your family Christmas feast. Limited quantities available, so order by December 17th. SteinerSteakhouse.com.
Follow me down to the 10,000 years of preserved history.
Underground.
Inside Inner Space Cavern, feel utterly amazed as 10,000 years of preserved history surrounds you. Below ground.
Way down.
Below. In the dark. Good thing you're wearing your comfortable walking shoes, right? Take the guided adventure tour, the Wild Cave Tour. No reservations required. Hit InnerspaceCavern.com for tours, info, times, and even a coupon. Inner Space Cavern. Your adventures await. Come explore.
Underground.
It's difficult to know what it feels like to really need. Most people's worst days can't compare to the pain of one more night without food, or the heartache of watching your children miss another meal. Perhaps the thing we need most is perspective. At the Central Texas Food Bank, we need your help. You can make a difference for those who need it most. And by giving, you can get what you needed all along. Give to the Central Texas Food Bank. This holiday season, feel good again.
Are you one of the millions of homeowners who haven't refinanced yet? If so, I'm here to tell you it's not too late. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Westland Financial. Although the lowest rates may be in our rearview mirror, as the economy recovers from the biggest economic shock of our lifetime, rates still remain near historic lows. In fact, with the dramatic increase in home values, this may be the perfect time to put that new home equity to work. Take advantage of our cash-out refi program and pay off high-rate credit cards, car loans, or other high-interest rate debt. Or finally make those home improvements you put on hold for so long. Best of all, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right. Whether it's a conventional, FHA, or VA loan, we'll pay for your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind.
Westland Financial Corp. is located at 200 East Sandpoint Avenue, Suite 800, Santa Ana, California, 92707. Licensed by the Texas Department of Savings and Mortgage Lending as an SML mortgage banker. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Hey, it's Eric for Divided Sky Roofing and Exteriors. Let's talk Velux Sun Tunnels. They are great for when you need natural light and adding a window is not an option. They give you the ability to bring outside light into any room. Perfect for hallways, maybe a closet, and bathrooms. Velux Sun Tunnels. They're easy to install and they can be installed in just a few hours. Transform your home with natural light. John Hardy and Divided Sky Roofing are local. They're going to help you out. Call them today at 512-995-ROOF or DividedSkyAustin.com.
Fitness will always be about keeping a routine. And the best routines in life will always make time for enjoying yourself. Michelob Ultra, superior light beer. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The Horn and Coke FM are going head-to-head, predicting games during the football season. Fourth place gets $500 for charity. Third place gets $1,500. Second gets $2,000. First place gets $5,000. Pick'em contest brought to you by Supreme Lending, 3420 Executive Center Drive, Austin, Texas, NMLS 2077-68, and Christopher Waters Realty. Online, ChristopherWaters.com.
Zay here. Let me tell you all about Native Roots Real Estate, ran by my good friend Aaron and his wife Courtney. Native Roots is their own brokerage that gives you a unique perspective because they're both from the ATX. Aaron and Courtney have both learned to navigate this competitive real estate market, staying on top of trends and focusing on their clients. At Native Roots, they over-communicate and they're always available. To reach Native Roots, call 512-944-4484 or visit nativerootsaustin.com.
Shirts and Skins with Chad and Trey.
Oats radio playlist that he's rolling through today. Obviously, this would be Mr. Billy Joel.
I wouldn't have thought of Billy J for a Hall & Oates playlist, but this song makes sense.
Yeah, it was that same time period, and definitely catchy, definitely cool, stands the test of time pretty well.
Certain storytelling style.
Oh, yeah. Just another one of those. If you hate this song, you may just need to lay down. Right, just take a nap or something.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to be the biggest Billy Joel fan in the world.
No.
Like, I've never seen Billy live. I would, by the way. But I'm not this huge fan. I don't have, you know, the whole thing. But I respect the hell out of Billy. And this is one of those songs where I feel like it stands up really well. Good, like you said, good basic storytelling. Only the late, great Anthony Bourdain would have hated that song. Because apparently he just hated Billy Joel.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He had a Billy Joel thing. Some people just have artists they don't like.
None of us are perfect. Maybe he tried to get in on that album that Billy J made after meeting and trying to impress old what's-her-name, old Yoko. Old 1980s Yoko.
That's right, Christy Brinkley.
Christy Brinkley, yeah.
That's true.
We heard that story from Howard Bloom that I spoke with on the Books on Pod podcast. Great book by Howard Bloom, who was one of the biggest music publicists of the 1970s and early 80s.
As a music snob, I do love the fact that Bourdain sat face-to-face with Billy Joel and told him he thought he sucked. Like, that's awesome.
Well, that happened?
Yeah.
Wow.
He told Billy Joel face-to-face that he didn't like his music, and apparently it hurt Billy Joel.
I'm sure it would.
Because Billy loved Bourdain at that moment, but apparently it just crushed him.
I know that was his persona, being a world-class a-hole.
Oh, yeah.
But that's maybe a little bit too far even for him. I hope that's one of those things that Bourdain wished he hadn't said in the moment.
I would hope that if I went face-to-face with some musician that I can't stand their stuff, unless I was asked a direct question and told to lie detector or something like that, like, I think I could find a softer way to let him know.
I'm going to have to go watch that now. Hopefully he did soften it up a little bit. Like, I'm sorry that this, if this offends you, but I didn't care for your music.
Yeah, right.
Like, I've come around on it a little bit. Can you throw a little compliment in there if you're going
to
say that?
I will be honest. I have not rewatched it in a while to see exactly what it what that was. But little Billy Joel on the Hall & Oates playlist. We've got Ari Temkin coming up talking Cowboys at 2:05. The update on that, we'll get the injury from the Cowboys tomorrow, but Montez Sweat on the COVID list for Washington and Logan Thomas on IR. That certainly could affect things from the Washington side. Let's go, where are we at in society? Trey's got an Olympic story for us.
Where are we at in society today?
Oh, man, get ready for this one. All right, Chad, NBC is still responsible for broadcasting the Olympics. That will probably remain the case through the end of time.
Oh, yeah, they're locked in.
And that does include the upcoming Winter Olympics, which get going in February next year.
Yep, February 3rd through the 17th.
Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Olympic qualifiers are happening all over the world right now, and that includes in the Netherlands, which is hosting qualifiers for its own national curling teams. And NBC, because they are committed to covering the Olympics as much as possible, they are covering a lot of these qualifying trials, not just in curling, but in sports across the world through their stream.
That's an awesome usage of the streaming technology.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, you know, wonderful.
You know you're not going to get huge crowds for it. There will be these niche crowds, but you can build up enough of those that it becomes a big crowd over time, especially for a service that you're trying to grow like NBC is doing with its streaming. So NBC had planned on showing the stream of the Netherlands and their qualifiers, those individuals attempting to make the Dutch national curling team.
Sure.
But at the last minute, NBC decided that they could not show the Dutch qualifiers on its stream because of a sponsor that appeared on the ice of this curling venue, which
yes,
I'm guessing you call it a curling venue. I don't know what else you could possibly call
it. Wow, so permanent they put it in the ice. What is it?
In the ice. Easy Toys is the name of the company, and it is a sex toy company, Chad.
That's fantastic.
Now,
well done.
Let's remember, NBC wasn't showing this qualifier on the network. They were showing it on a platform where, one, you have a lot more leeway.
Sure.
And two, nobody's freaking watching outside of the Netherlands.
Yeah, there's 29 people. Would they have some? Was there actually some like old lady in Minnesota, a curling fan, that was offended?
Apparently, well, I don't know, but NBC was basically trying to cut that off at the pass.
My God.
So the advertisement was simply the Easy Toys name in a non-explicit logo.
Okay.
But NBC decides that it was too much. The live stream was canceled in the Netherlands, which is where it was occurring, obviously, and apparently in Japan as well.
Wait, they canceled it to the Netherlands?
To the Netherlands.
I understand canceling it for us because we're way too prudish in our society, but let them watch. It's their stuff.
Right.
They don't care. That's
so
awful.
The USA Curling tweeted on Sunday that video of the Americans opening round match. Okay, so here it is. This is, I had not read far enough in the article, and I apologize for
that. Okay, I got
it. The Americans were playing the Dutch in this team qualifier.
There it is.
And so the U.S. tweeted out that their opening round match was not available due to, quote, an unforeseen sponsorship conflict with the local organizing committee. That turned out to be the sex toy company.
Wow. All right, Trey, let's try to turn that bad news into some good news locally because we have not made the announcement yet. Let's use this opportunity to make the announcement. You and I are going to learn how to curl. There is something in this town called Curl Austin where you can go curl and they have family, you know, stuff and classes and then you have, kids can go take classes, whatever you want. We are going to go through a curling class, learn curling. It's always been something that I've watched on TV, had a little bit of an interest there. I hope my hamstrings and knees and, you know, flexors and tendons can hold up. Got to get back on the yoga mat, get ready for this curling event. I'm a little freaked out by that.
I have no idea what we should be expecting when we go into this curling class.
Yeah, what kind of shoes do I get to wear? Am I going to be falling all over the place? Am I sliding? I'm assuming there's special, like, dig into the ice shoes we get to wear, right?
Maybe. I really don't know. Do we get knee pads to slide along the ice as we let that puck go?
The stone?
The stone. There stone. You go.
Yeah, no, you got the stones, and we have the brooms and the thing. I'm looking forward to it. But Curl Austin is what we're going to be getting into coming up when we get towards the Olympics. So
okay.
Stay tuned for that, but hopefully we can get the curling back on NBC stream at some point.
And I am looking at the Easy Toys logo.
Yeah. Is it secretly dirty?
I guess you could kind of... There's like two hearts that create the E in the
right
cursive Easy Toys.
Yeah.
Now, those hearts could be mistaken for either the silhouette of a backside.
Uh-huh.
Or perhaps the nether regions for a male.
Come on. Let's all grow up. Let's all be adults here. The heart shape has become popular because it mimics the backside. That's just scientifically true, historically true.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I'm sure there's some research to back that up. Ha ha. Back that up. Come on.
But it's a pretty innocuous ad.
I'll leave it alone.
That isn't even that popular in the U.S. or Japan, where apparently they canceled the stream.
Look, if you tell me a story where one of your kids ends up with a sex toy because they were watching curling on an NBC stream, okay. I mean, who's the victim there? Honestly.
Are these sex toys that Easy Toys is playing? Do they go in the freezer first or something? I'm not sure of the, like, what's the appeal?
Oh, I know what the appeal is.
Of putting your ad
because,
in curling ice.
Because you're broadcasting to people that you assume are trapped indoors by cold weather because they're watching curling.
Oh.
That's what it is. I bet you Easy Toys sells a lot in Minnesota when it gets real cold.
Okay.
When it gets ice fishing, all you can do is curling kind of cold. That's when you got to pay attention.
That is cuddle buddy time.
Right? Those are areas where a lot of escort services, you know, get some business.
I can't speak to that.
And
I know you're an expert in that field.
And in this case, this would be more of the, you know, maybe personal business side of it, or certainly in-home business side of it.
Okay.
All right. Well done. Well done, Netherlands. That's all I can say. Just well done to the, what's that, Dutch? Netherlands.
The Dutch.
Such a unique place where it is the Netherlands. They are the Dutch. And it's also Holland, right? It's all three of those things.
That is correct.
It's the same place.
Have we ever determined why that is?
I don't know. But I do love watching them play internationally because the orange is pretty badass. Like, it is highway stripe. It's like brighter than Clemson, brighter than Tennessee, orange.
Did the concept of each person paying for their own meal on a date, did that originate in the Netherlands?
Going Dutch. I don't know. Why is that?
Did
that's got to get canceled. That hadn't been canceled yet. We can't use that. It's offensive to the Dutch.
Did the husband breaking stinky wind under the covers and then trapping his wife's head under said covers, did that originate?
Oh, yeah.
In the Netherlands.
That gets put on them, too. That's crazy. I'm all for the paying for meal thing. The second one, no, I wouldn't want to be associated with. But I'm all for going Dutch early on in the relationship in terms of paying for stuff.
I've never done the other one either.
No, that's terrifying.
You just don't need to.
You stop that right away.
Sometimes they find out on their own, but you're not going to trap them.
No, that's, you know, relationship harassment. You got to get out of that.
Yeah, you don't want to flatulently assault them.
I don't need to get bullied in my relationship. That's what you shouldn't do. If you're getting bullied in any way in your relationship, you should probably think about getting out.
Mm.
They shouldn't bully you. That's goofy.
Is it bullying or is it playing around with?
When you get to that point, I think we've crossed the line. Especially if I let you know that it's not my thing and then you keep going, yeah, then you're a bully.
What about not flushing after using the restroom in the name of conserving water? Is that bullying?
Yeah. Well,
there are a lot of people on this world that do that with the number one.
Yeah, we can have that. It depends. Depends on factors. Different factors.
No, it doesn't depend.
There's different factors.
Flush
there.
After yourself.
Different factors. In general, I would say flush, yes. 2 o'clock hour coming up. Ari Demkin, Dallas Cowboys Radio Network. Cowboys getting ready for Washington. Big game. Washington with some players that will be missing. We'll ask Ari about who he thinks the Cowboys will have at their disposal. Coming up on the Horn.
From the UBO Business Services Studios, you're listening to KTXX FM and HD1 BK, KTAE AM Elgin, K270CO Round Rock.
All right, let's talk Coors Light, Rocky Mountain Cold Goodness, and it is there for you, Longhorn fans. Tomorrow night at Seton Hall, remember that early start time at 5:30, get your watch party together and crack open that ice-cold Coors Light. 102 calories per 12 ounces, 0 grams of fat, 5 grams of carbs. And as we get ready for the holiday season, remember, you can get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. So remember, Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado, they want you to celebrate responsibly at all your holiday functions to make sure you can get on to that next holiday party. So whether you're a Longhorn fan or any other fan, or you're just hanging out for the holidays, make sure you do it safely, but make sure you do it with Coors Light. It's the world's most refreshing beer.
Are you suffering from chronic joint pain like Heather?
I have terrible arthritis and have had it for quite a while, and I've gone to all kinds of doctors trying to figure out what to do, and everybody just said surgery, and surgery was months of rehab, and I didn't want to do that.
But then Heather discovered QC Kinetics, local medical professionals who specialize in natural biologic treatments, non-invasive solutions designed to repair and restore damaged tissue in your joints, and she absolutely loves the results.
I like to tell anybody who's suffering that there are options that are not steroids, that are not surgery. You owe it to yourself to find out about QC Kinetics and find out what they can do for you.
No surgery, no drugs, no downtime. Discover QC Kinetics and learn more about natural biologic treatments with lasting results.
Call QC Kinetics, 512-593-4303. That's 512-593-4303. Don't wait. Call QC Kinetics today, 512-593-4303.
This is for the men who never settle, the ones who miss the fairway all day and still pull out the big stick, the type of guys who will always prefer to be behind the grill than in front of the camera, and the men who never let their friends forget about a high school nickname. This is the Lodge Mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
Who wants to settle for a single TV? With more TVs, bigger screens, plus our fabulous scenic views, there's more to watch at Twin Peaks.
When you're sick, injured, or experiencing a medical problem of any kind, the last thing you want to do is leave your home to find medical care. Now, thanks to Dispatch Health, you don't have to, because Dispatch Health comes to you. That's right. Receive high-quality care from expertly trained medical professionals in the comfort of your own home when you need it. Just call or click, and Dispatch Health comes to your home, able to treat common to complex illnesses and injuries. It's really that simple. Go to dispatchhealth.com now to learn more and download the app so you're always just the touch of a button away from the quality health care you need. Dispatch Health is affordable and in-network with most health insurance plans, including Medicare. It's true, high-quality care from expertly trained medical professionals in the ease and comfort of your own home, all for an affordable price. So the next time you're sick or injured, stay home, stay comfortable, and let Dispatch Health come to you. Go to dispatchhealth.com and say hello to the modern-day house call. That's dispatchhealth.com. Go to dispatchhealth.com.
Ho, ho, ho. The Holidays in Hutto Festival on December the 11th at Brushy Creek Amphitheater features free photos with Santa, local artisans, local shop vendors, food trucks, kids' activities, snow, and live music from Shiny Rib. All free. The festival is hosted by the City of Hutto in collaboration with the Hutto Economic Development Corporation. Saturday, December the 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Brushy Creek Amphitheater. For more info, follow Brushy Creek Amphitheater on Facebook. We ho, ho, hope to see you there.
With MyBookie, double your money before you even place a bet. Just sign up and deposit using the exclusive promo code HORN right now at MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
Guests on the Horn appear courtesy of the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline. Vaqueros now delivers and offers curbside pickup. For info on placing your lunch or dinner order, visit vaqueroscafe.com.
It is hour number three of Shirts and Skins with Chad and Trey. We pick out the stems and seeds at 2:45. A college team is considering Jason Garrett as their next head coach. A school I always thought was a bit smarter than that. At 2:30, why does December 8th matter? birthdays for a couple of former hotties who jumped the plastic surgery shark. In a mere minutes, it's our weekly chat with the great Ari Temkin on the Dallas Cowboys and Big 12 football. I'm Trey Elling, and sitting across from me is Chad Hastings.
Yes, indeed. Lots of stuff going on in the football world today. We talked about Quinn Ewers earlier, going to make that visit to Texas this weekend. You got offensive linemen that have decommitted from Oklahoma. Texas is certainly interested in those, and we are a week away from signing day there. Also, just real quick, and then we can get into this with Ari at some point too, but in the Big 12 world, Trey, there's a story out there now that Oklahoma is going to hire Jeff Lebby as the OC from Ole Miss.
Yes, that has been rumored going back to last week when Venable's name first surfaced. And from an X's and O's standpoint, it does make a lot of sense. But you do wonder if he is bringing too much baggage with him from his past coaching stops, most notably the role that he was in at Baylor when Art Briles went down in the years preceding that.
He is scheduled to be in Norman today, and average annual salary reported by ESPN just under $2 million to be the OC for Oklahoma.
I'm just kind of glad that they didn't go out and get Joe Brady. Like, leave that to a Miami or another school mm-hmm. that Texas isn't having to play on an annual basis.
It's a good point. Yeah, we'll keep watching for where Joe Brady ends up. All right, let's go to the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina hotline and bring in Ari Temkin, Dallas Cowboys Radio Network, Big 12 Radio on Sirius XM. Ari, how are you?
I'm great, guys. How are you?
Good. Since I just mentioned it, let's start there and we'll work our way back around to the Cowboys. But Venable's in as head coach for OU, and now the reports are they're going to go with Jeff Lebby at OC. What do you make of that that combo?
Yeah, I mean, I think that Trey pretty much hit the nail on the head there in terms of the baggage. I mean, this is Art Briles' son-in-law. There's some pretty questionable things that happened, obviously, in his past at Baylor, but not only that, but then just in defending Art Briles to a certain degree that just doesn't sit well with a lot of people. This is a really tough conversation to continue to have. It doesn't mean we shouldn't have it. It's just tough to navigate, given the history, given everything involved. So, you know, from that perspective, it's a lot, and I'm sure it was a conversation that was had amongst the OU brass before they made the hire, but there's no question he knows offensive football. He's had a lot of success working with Lane Kiffin, and they needed a home run on offensive coordinator because obviously Oklahoma has buttered its bread on offense and has lost a ton of recruits, has had a lot of key commitments, and players leave for the portal on the offensive side of football. So at this point, I'm not even sure who is and is not on the Oklahoma roster, but I do know that Caleb Williams at this point is still on their roster, and you know, you obviously have to make a short-term play to make a coordinator hire an offense that sits well with Caleb Williams. And quite frankly, if Caleb Williams doesn't leave, I'd have a ton of respect for him. I mean, either way, you leave because you go to a school for a coach that's no longer there. But if you stay, it would be incredible from my perspective. So, yeah, I like the hire. There's obvious baggage there that you have to bring up, and it's a tough conversation, but it doesn't mean it's not an important conversation to have. And I think Venables, to me, is similar to Dave Aranda in that we're talking about long-time defensive assistant coaches who have worked under really successful and good head coaches in their past. And for Venables, it seems like even more of a slam dunk than it was for Aranda. And obviously, Aranda's been an incredible hire so far for Baylor.
Yes, he has been. Ari, the hottest name in the transfer portal market right now is one Quinn Ewers, leaving Ohio State after just 3 or 4 months, having cleared a cool, I don't know, $3 million in the process, and coming back home to play someplace in this state. At least that's how it seems right now. What do you make of this overall situation, and do you have a prediction on where he ultimately ends up?
Yeah, I do think he ends up at Texas. I do. Certainly from the indication that I've gotten, it seems like it's just an inevitability. You know, Tech is in it, obviously, and for good reason. I think the Zach Kitley hire from Western Kentucky, and his dad is a legendary track and field coach at Tech. And Wes Kitley, you know, it's a guy that learned under Cliff Kingsbury. He's got the Texas Tech culture, obviously, from Lubbock. I think that's, you know, that's the push they're making. I mean, this is a guy that Patrick Mahomes speaks really highly of, so that's going to move the needle in terms of recruiting and transfers. But, I mean, this is a kid in Quinn Ewers that you know, committed to Texas initially, as we know, and then decommitted, only to then, you know, reclassify and get to the 2021 class. And, you know, look, I mean, it's funny to think that if he didn't decommit from Texas and spend a year at Ohio State, you know, how different would things be? I mean, it kind of seems like he'd be coming into Texas at the perfect time to where, you know, there's going to be a ton of roster turnover. I expect a ton of players to still leave in the portal. I expect them to flush those guys out and then, you know, replenish through the portal and in recruiting. And I mean, you know, this was not a great recruiting class. Texas had a lot of misses here. And I think the Lincoln Riley news, the Brian Kelly news, all that stuff has really worked out for the benefit of Texas. I mean, Kobe McKenzie is a guy that had been committed to Oklahoma for 3 years. And so, you know, he then commits to Texas after Lincoln Riley leaves. Like, that's going to happen across the board now for Texas, where they're going to be beneficiaries of some, you know, commitments that had, you know, had not gone their way. So I expect by this time next week, when the early signing period is underway, that Texas is going to have a really good class, which 2 weeks ago it didn't seem like that was going to be the case. So it's a long way to say that Sark is tasked with rebuilding this roster. I think if you bring in a guy like Quinn Ewers, which I do expect Texas to end up being the place that he goes, and then you just couple that with Xavier Worthy and some of the playmakers they've had in offense. Obviously, we know the running back situation, Bijan Robinson, and you know, this team could be drastically better next year than it was this year.
Are you a fan of Texas being at the forefront of the evolution of NIL with the deal that was announced earlier this week, Horns with Hearts, which is going to immediately hook up offensive lineman on this roster to the tune of $50,000 per year?
Hell yeah, I am. Absolutely. Well, I mean, you got the money, spend it. It's, you know, look, this has been going on in college athletics for 100 years.